A person shouldn't put a oven inside of a house. Unless there is the height from the oven to the ceiling 4 amas high, 4 amas distance between them. There's a machlekes rishonim. Is it dafka when there's somebody living on top of you that the fire shouldn't light and obviously affect him? Or is it even if there's nobody on top of you, just the neighbors, that if the ceiling is low, that it may get on fire and spread to the neighbors? Or regardless, you need the dalet amas. Hayamamida ba'aliya. And if you were on the top floor and you put an oven there, and the concern now is that it would catch underneath, you would have to place under it a floor made out of cement of 3 tefachim of thickness, which will be there as a barrier for the fire not to go downwards. Uvakira tefach. And a kira, which is a type of oven that we've said is which was not as strong, it was not as hot in a kira, it was more of like a square, so the heat had room to spread around and didn't generate as much heat. On that, tefach, you only needed a tefach's thickness below. Vim hizik, mishal masha hizik. However, even though you did what you were supposed to do, let's say you had an oven and you did make the distance 4 amas above, for example, if it did do damage, you still have to pay for what you damaged. Similar to things that we said that you're allowed to, you had rishus to bring things into rishus ram, but nevertheless, if it did hezik, you're chayiv to pay for the hezik. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amru kol ashrima elu el shim hizik patim l'shalim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that the whole reason for these shiurim is that if you listen to Chazal and abided by these shiurim, the whole point is that that's what makes you potter. However, the Rav says, Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon here.